God's judgment at the gate, God's judgment on the nations. Historically, the time of Yom Kippur is the time where Jesus ascended into heaven and cleansed the heavens with his blood and entered into the Holy of Holies. It is the time where the final judgment of the nations will take place. It is a feast with multiple fulfillments. Let's look at some scriptures having to do with judgment at the gates and God's judgment. We will start with the heavenly perspective from Revelation 19, 1. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations. And he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This scripture denotes the final victory of the Lord, the Conqueror, coming to subdue the nations and to take his rightful reign over the earth. Let's look at who he's going to subdue in this and what this earthy system is in Revelation 18. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Render to her just as she rendered to you, and repay her double according to her works. In the cup which she has mixed, mix double for her. In the measure that she has glorified herself and lived luxuriously, in the same measure give her torment and sorrow. For she says in her heart, I sit as queen and am no widow and will not see sorrow. Therefore, her plagues will come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she will be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. And who is this Babylon? Babel means the gates of God. She has ascended her throne. This mystery Babylon, the mystery of the demonic religions, mystery Babylon going all the way back to Nimrod. There are many studies on this. You may pursue them if you choose to do so. Nevertheless, it is God himself who will judge her. And he, the Lord, who is this Lord on this white horse? He is Yeshua. And how does Jesus declare this? During his ministry on earth, where he came as the suffering servant, as the lamb, he now comes as the triumphant conqueror on a white horse that I read in Revelation 19. He comes as a lion of Judah. He has won the title deed for the earth back to himself when he crushed Satan by shedding his blood on the cross at Calvary. And now he is waiting for men to come into obedience to him. John, and what about these men? These are not all men. These are the sons of Adam, those who are good wheat in the harvest field, not the seed of Satan, the tares. John 12:9. Therefore, they could not believe because Isaiah said again, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they should see with their eyes, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. These things Isaiah said when he saw his glory, who's that? The glory of the creator of the universe on the throne of heaven, and spoke of him. Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him. Who's him? Yeshua, the Mashiach, Jesus the Messiah. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. And nothing has changed. Even so, in the churches, there are people who love the praises of men. And in order to come out and be separate from the Babylonian structure of modern Judeo-Christianity, whatever, institutional church, they want to have their social time and be with their friends and more than they want God. And then Jesus cried out and said, he who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last days. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak. Here Yeshua claims that he is one with the Father. In John 8:2, Jesus said to them, who? The religious leaders. He said, if God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear, because you are not of God. This happens very much. People say, oh, well, that's just your opinion of what the Word of God says. The Word of God is very straightforward. And the Spirit of Truth will tell you that this is God's Word and this is truth. unless you can't hear and see and turn and repent and be healed. Then the Jews answered and said to him, do not say rightly that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Do we not say this? Huh? And Jesus answered, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father and you dishonor me. And I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks and judges. Most assuredly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death. Then the Jews said to him, now we know that you have a demon. Abraham is dead and the prophets, and you say, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who is dead and the prophets are dead? Who do you make yourself out to be? And Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me, of whom you said that he is your God, yet you have not known him. But I know him, and if I say I do not know him, I shall be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. Your father, Abraham, rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? And Jesus said to them, assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Then they took up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. And what was Jesus saying? He said he was, his father was God, and he was the Son of God, and that he existed before Abraham was. And they sought to kill him because he proclaimed himself to be God, the Son of God. John 5:8, therefore the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. And then Jesus answered them and said, most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who has sent him. Let's look at who the Lord, the Conqueror, is going to judge in Jude. But I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own abode, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. As Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in a similar manner to these, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also, these dreamers defile the flesh, reject authority, and speak evil of dignitaries. Yet Michael, the archangel, in contending with the devil when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him a reviling accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke you. But these speak evil of whatever they do not know. And whatever they know naturally, like brute beasts, in these things they corrupt themselves. Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedily in the air of Balaam for profit, and perished in the rebellion of Korah. These are spots in your love feasts, while they feast with you without fear, serving only themselves. They are clouds without water, carried about by the winds, late autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming up their own shame, wandering stars for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints, to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lust, and they mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourself up in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ and eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now, to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. And this shows, very illustrates very clearly the distinction these people who follow the Lord in white garments. Psalm 149, praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song, and his praise in the assembly of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in their maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name with a dance. Let them sing praises to him with a timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and the two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of irons, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Praise the Lord. And what is this written judgment from the king? The King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, Yeshua the Mashiach. Psalm 2, why do the nations rage? And the people plot a vain thing, and the kings of the earth set themselves, and all the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast their cords away from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet have I set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decrees. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. That would be Yeshua. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. And you shall break them with a rod of iron. You will dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Now, therefore, be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all those who put their trust in him. And Psalm 110, the Lord said to my Lord, okay, the Lord, the God creator of all the universe, said to my Lord, Yeshua the Mashiach, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power. In the beauty of holiness from the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your youth. The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He shall execute kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the nations. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall execute the heads of many countries. He shall drink of the brook by the wayside. Therefore he shall lift up the head. And we say, yes, Lord, amen, so be it. How great is our God! There is none like him. Who is like our God in all the heavens? There is none like him. None. And we say, along with those, that heavenly company in the realm of the throne room of heaven, Lord, great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy, for all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been made manifested. You are righteous, O Lord, the one who is and who was and is to be, because you have judged these things. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink, for it is their just due. Who should not fear you, O Lord? Who should not glorify your name? For you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And you, we know that you are coming quickly. And Lord, we give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who was and who is and who was to come, because you have taken your great power and reigned. And the nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servant, the prophets, and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great. And you should destroy those who destroy the earth. Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and glory and wisdom and strength and honor and blessing. Blessing and honor and glory and power to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Forever and ever. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus Christ.